Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Bush program. At the very beginning of this program, I'd like to offer this free booklet to you. It has to do with the rise and fall of Germany and Europe. Now, this booklet is free for the asking, no request for money, no follow-up, and I will advertise it again at the end of this program, together with an important announcement. So please stay tuned. Don't just shut it off, because it will be to your own detriment. Because what you are going to hear today, you will not hear it anywhere else. Why should it be of interest to you what is happening in Germany? Well, as I will show you, it has tremendous importance for you personally. You need to know, because things are going to develop you probably have never heard about before. I'd like to start with a perhaps even somewhat humorous episode, but it's not humorous if you are Arnold Schwarzenegger. Breitbart wrote on January 18, action star and former governor, California governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, was left furious after being detained for more than 3 hours at a German airport in Munich, Bavaria. Wednesday, after officials accused him of tax evasion for not declaring a $21,000 watch he was wearing and preparing to auction off for charity in Austria. It was reported that Schwarzenegger was friendly and cooperative at first, but as the inefficiency and incompetence of the customs officials worsened with every minute, the movie star began getting frustrated. The paper, Bild Online, added that officials demanded the action star pay a fee for the potential taxes on the watch, but when the agent tried to use a credit card reader in the office, he couldn't get it to work. Then they demanded he accompany them to a local bank to withdraw the money for them in cash. But the bank was closed, and his debit card had a limit on it that would not let him take out the amount the customs cops wanted. After that, officials took him back to the airport, where another official then transported him to yet another bank, one which was open, and he was able to withdraw the amount they were demanding. Schwarzenegger's spokesman took a shot at German officials, saying, "We hope Germany spends as much energy turning around the economy as they do asking for tax payments for people's property they bring into the country. And we hope next time they don't make him pay taxes on his suits." The watch, of course, now became famous, and it was later auctioned off in Austria for 270,000 euros. According to Schwarzenegger and the magazine Bild, the customs officers asked him totally inappropriate and unrelated questions, such as, how many children does he have? What is the name of his partner? How much money does he have in the bank? What is the value of his assets? Etc. Schwarzenegger said later, "This is a problem which shows Germany's sickness. One doesn't see the forest because of the many trees." Germany's sickness, very well put. I have been living in the United States for over 40 years now, but of course I grew up in Germany, and I was also involved in the legal field for a while, and Germany has always had problems, but never ever to the extent to which we can see now. Germany is completely, utterly, totally sick. It's being run by a government which is corrupt, which is completely incompetent, a chancellor which has the lowest approval rates of any chancellor ever since World War II. It's a disaster. It's a mess. And if you think I am exaggerating, then let me quote to you a few more articles telling you what is happening in Germany, something which you probably haven't heard because it's not widely reported. LifeSite News wrote on January 12th, "Amidst a growing sense of national crisis, Germany's Vice Chancellor, Robert Habeck, has refused to rule out the criminalization of the main opposition party, the Alternative for Germany, or AfD. Habeck's comments were reported in German newspaper Handelsblatt, which also noted there are supporters of an AfD ban in almost all democratic parties. All but one of these parties lag far behind the AfD, which is now the second most popular in Germany. And in some states, it is the most popular party. So you see, the establishment is trying everything they possibly can to get rid of that party. It goes on to say, this increase is explained in part by a decade of mass immigration, which has seen figures of up to 3 million immigrants arrive in Germany in 1 year. With support at 23%, 10% higher than Habeck's Greens, the AfD has now eclipsed all the parties of government in the polls. The increase of their influence is an established fact. What is also obvious is the reasons behind their rise. The chaos created by the policies of the German government and by Habeck himself. Habeck's decision to cut support to German farmers has triggered a wave of national protests, which have been characterized as far right, in a routine description of any organized opposition. They are not far right. The farmers are upset that their subsidies have been done away with, that they have been attacked by the German government, and they are willing to fight back. He goes on to say, the pressure on Habeck and his government is compounded by a growing economic catastrophe in which he and his party are implicated. The man whose management of the state was ruled unconstitutional by the highest court is hoping to create a case to criminalize a party for the anti-constitutional action of having popular policies. It is Habeck's party, the article goes on to say, who have presented an alternative Germany, pro-mass immigration, pro-abortion, strongly supportive of so-called LGBTQ rights. Their entire political platform arms at the total destruction of the German way of life. The reasons for the move to criminalize popular political movements is obvious. The establishment has no solutions for the problems it has created. Both in the United States and in Europe, it is resorting to the desperate measure of lawfare to make any alternative to itself illegal. And then LifeSite News goes on to say this on January 19. The German finance minister, Christian Lindner, told farmers there is no money for them. The question asked by one AfD politician was simple. Where has all the money gone? The German Vice Chancellor Habeck replied, the answer lies in the fact we have decided to support Ukraine. The financial cost of supporting Ukraine with cash, tanks, and other weapons is but one dimension of the catastrophe caused by a government whose policies amount to national suicide. The article concludes. Now, you might have noticed that Chancellor Scholz isn't even mentioned because he stays in the background. He doesn't want to speak openly that much. He is the most unpopular chancellor ever in the history of the Federal Republic of Germany. Now, unless you are concluding that Germany is gone, that there is no way that it's going to change, you will have to see that something drastic will have to happen coming out of this current mess. Now, Germany fudges the math. That's an article by Deutsche Welle, dated January 20, saying this. The German army was promised $108 billion to modernize. This special fund, a separate budget approved by the German parliament, the Bundestag, was established primarily to purchase modern war equipment. However, it has emerged that aid for Ukraine is now also coming from this budget. So not enough money for the Bundeswehr, no money for the farmers. And so what is the establishment doing? They are creating a scenario in which the right-wing concepts are being attacked, the so-called right-wing concepts. And the idea is like Germany is totally and completely opposed to right-wing concepts and the AfD and the farmers. Of course, it's all a lie. But it has created a certain uproar. You might have heard about mass demonstrations, which took place in Germany recently, allegedly against Nazism and far-right populist movements. But listen to what really happened. Breitbart wrote on January 22, and let me just say, these developments will backfire. They have to backfire. Germans will look through this, and they will say, wait a minute, we are being lied to here. So the article says, more than 1 million leftist activists took to the streets of Germany in protest over the weekend amid growing calls to ban the right-wing populist Alternative for Germany, AfD party, as it surges in the polls. In a welcome distraction for Chancellor Olaf Scholz's government, which has become deeply unpopular over economic stagnation, mass migration, most recently a farmer uprising against the globalist agenda, the legacy media, political elites, and activist networks have rallied around a common target, the AfD. The protests were urged by Chancellor Scholz in an apparent attempt to change the narrative from his struggling coalition government. The mass protests across the country against the AfD came in response to a report, now listen carefully, you might have heard about this report, published by the taxpayer-subsidized and Soros-funded non-profit Corrective. In the report, the left-wing research center claimed that a November conference in Potsdam was attended by members of the AfD, including Austrian activist Martin Sellner, whom Corrective describes as a neo-Nazi. The Corrective report that Sellner laid out a master plan to enact deportations of people from Germany based on a set of racist criteria, regardless of whether or not they have German citizenship. The report went on to draw comparisons between the meeting in Potsdam to the infamous Wannsee Conference in 1942, in which senior leaders of Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime laid out plans for the extermination of millions of Jews in the Holocaust. The assertion that deportations of German citizens were discussed at the November meeting has been disputed by several participants of the meeting, including former AfD parliamentarian Roland Hartwig, who now serves as the personal advisor to the co-leader of the party, Alice Weidel. Hartwig maintained that the Corrective report was complete nonsense, stating that Sellner did not call for the mass deportations of German citizens, and that if he had done so, I would have protested because it would have been unconstitutional. The party has also noted that the meeting at the hotel in Potsdam was a private conference that was not organized or endorsed by the AfD. Of course, the report which was published didn't say any of that, and the outcry was manipulated, of course. It goes on to say, a member of the centrist CDU party of former Chancellor Angela Merkel, who also attended the event, Ulrich Vosgerau, also denied the veracity of the Corrective claim, saying, at least in my presence, no one said anything like that. What was actually discussed was a question of how to deport criminal aliens or rejected asylum seekers more quickly. There has also been no suggestion from the AfD leadership of adopting a program of deporting German citizens, Rather, the party openly rejects any distinctions along racial lines. Ultimately, the truth of what was said is unclear, the article says. Nevertheless, the report has spurred on calls for the AfD to be banned, to supposedly protect democracy, as the party has surged to around 23% in the polls. Earlier this month, the leader of Scholz's Social Democrat Party, the SPD, in the German Bundestag parliament, Saskia Esken, argued that a ban on the AfD should be considered, given that the party is clearly anti-democratic. Last year, the government-funded German Institute for Human Rights claimed that banning the AfD would be justified on the basis that the party is opposed to the free democratic basic order. You see how the establishment is trying to get rid of the only outspoken opposition party? The calls for the party to be banned come ahead of regional elections in the German states of Brandenburg, Saxony, and Thuringia later this year, all of which are expected to see the AfD more or make significant gains and potentially even take control of local government posts. The AfD is also expected to be a big player in the upcoming EU Parliament elections in June. Now, the German mass media, from the left, the right, and the middle, and all the quote-unquote established political parties, have overwhelmingly depicted the mass demonstrations of Germans as a healthy sign that Germany won't tolerate Nazism anymore, and as a justified outcry against the AfD. But as we have just heard, none of that is really clear at all. And so, an interesting comment was made by Focus on January 24. And this is what that magazine had to say. In a political era in which the party setup is increasingly resembling the Weimar Republic, out of which, as you know, came Adolf Hitler, the increasing loss of trust in politics confronts us with pressing challenges. It can now be felt everywhere. Politics and society are at an extremely critical point. Conditions are becoming increasingly unstable. Trust in politics and institutions is lower than ever before. A recent survey also showed that around two-thirds of people in Germany believe that the government is deepening rather than reducing divisions in society. Does this somewhat familiar when you look at the situation in the United States, perhaps? It goes on to say, Weimar conditions are threatening, unstable conditions from which everything seems possible again, even the end of democracy. And the author may have a point here, because the Bible tells you that a charismatic, powerful, political, dictatorial leader will emerge from this German confusion and sickness and incompetence. And that is why it is so important for you to observe and to watch what's happening in Germany, because once that leader is in charge, it will affect you personally, because it will affect the entire world. And that's why I urge you to ask for a free copy of our booklet, The Rise and Fall of Germany and Europe, because first Germany will rise again, but then it will also fall, totally and completely. And now I'd like to have you listen to a special announcement, and until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.
The Bible has much to say about the future of Germany and Europe and what this means for the rest of the world. Germany will rise again to become the leading nation of a conquering military power bloc. It will even attack and destroy the USA and the UK. But ultimately, Europe, under Germany, will fall again and be defeated and destroyed by an alliance of Far Eastern nations. Request your free booklet now to see the significance of Europe's future and Germany's role in biblical prophecy.